I think most people believe that the CIA is still down there controlling lots of things that are happening. I can't prove it, or I won't try to prove it to you, because some of that stuff is... I guess some of the stuff I'm telling you, I'm not telling you anything classified, but I'd like it to be a little off the record on some parts of this. Not much.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'll...
Even if I'm close, you can have any dramatic quotes as long as it doesn't... Oh, fuck it, you can have almost any dramatic quotes. This is one opportunity to show that Guantanamo is a clusterfuck, but you can use that if you want. But the problem with Guantanamo is it's a totally a jerry-rigged system that has never worked. It wasn't intended. He no longer is believed it will work. I mean, after all, no trial has started in Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Not a single trial. Even the people being charged for years are fighting over what discovery they're supposed to get when they haven't even begun.
Hmm.
And that means they've been going for 12 years without a word of testimony in the case. Think of that.
I know, it's...
And if somebody's down there and gets a 12-year sentence and they've done 12 years... These 12 years don't count. They have to then do another 12 years because they get no credit for time served.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty awful. I mean, like, what?
And by the way, there are people there who are totally innocent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no one's. People in Guantanamo have actually been charged with a crime. It's only about 7 or something, isn't it?
Well, it's complicated because the. If you count what they call the high-value detainees, which are really the CIA Dutchman detainees who are kept isolated, and of which Al Nashiri and the KSM 5 or 6, but there's 10 more.
Mm.
2 of whom are my clients. I represent Southeast Asia, and I represent Abu Zubaydah, and they won't charge either one of them. I beg them to.
Mm.
I even brought ethical charges against Cheryl Martin. Massachusetts, where he's barred, claiming he was abusing prosecutorial discretion by holding people there, deliberately waiting until they plead guilty. So if you plead guilty, you have some chance of getting out. Mm. And if you don't plead guilty, you have no chance of getting out. Now, Majid Khan is down there and he pled guilty, so I don't know what I think you can have to say there are some people who have been charged but never tried, and they've been they have pled guilty. So what happens is, if you agree to plead guilty, they'll charge you. Let me tell you, that's a fact.
Yeah.
They will not charge you and give you a trial. There are no trials going on in Guantanamo. So even though the Supreme Court writes this long decision talking about the civil liberties in America, it's nothing but a jurisprudence speech being written with trying to put a shine on a really disgusting situation. So yeah, the various Supreme Court cases saying they have a right to trial are really aspirational and have no bite and no impact and no precedent and have no legal binding authority because nobody's paying any attention to them.
Yeah.
My client, Abu Zubaydah, has had 27 motions filed in federal district court for a variety of things, including medical records, discovery, and the court has not actually heard any of them, including 3 motions asking for status conference, so that's in 8 years.
Hmm.
And the Supreme Court says he has a right to habeas corpus.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving you much more than you want. Can you tell me what you would like, and I'll try to...
Well, I mean, no, I mean, this is all absolutely great. It kind of, it's a bit wider than what I originally intended for a piece, but that's not a bad thing at all. I think what I might do is, like, go back, listen to what you've said, read up on this Barker thing, and then is it okay if I, like, get it back in touch with you? Maybe over email, just if I've got any further questions, because I think I just need to brush up on this Baker story, because I haven't been following that.
You know, I'm a 74-year-old man. I started the civil rights movement in Selma, Alabama in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am going through the same thing more than 50 years later. Only, I mean, there's nothing worse than murdering blacks who want to vote by government officials. I mean, I'm not comparing those. But in terms of form, that was at least disorganized. and everything is set in and nobody wants to think about it.
Yeah.
And certainly. But this would certainly bring that back. So I would relish the idea, and it would be good for Guantanamo and for detainees and for America should they try to do that. But
yeah.
They won't. And Trump is, of course, totally does not have a clue what he's talking about on this, which is why somebody's got him all ready to take it back.
Yeah.
But the very fact the President of the United States would be so ignorant and really oblivious to what Guantanamo is stunning and incredibly important, because it simply highlights how far Guantanamo is, the reality of Guantanamo is from anybody's consciousness.
Yeah.
Even smart people don't know about it, and of course, it's in fact the president does, just simply showing that he's part of the great unwashed who like to strike back ignorantly. And Guantanamo is a symbol for angry people to try to hurt people.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than it hurts people.
Yeah, it's counterproductive, isn't it? Massively.
What?
It's massively counterproductive to, you know.
Yes. At least in the world. And this one is so wrong, it would be a disaster for those people who like Guantanamo and want to keep it going, and it would be very helpful for thoughtful Americans, of which there are quite a few, to help everybody understand the truth about Guantanamo. He would be opening, his idea, which would shed light on Guantanamo in a way that no one has ever been able to do before.
Mm.
On the other hand, let's not lose sight of quite a brave military commission defense council general who is locked up in Guantanamo because it's clear to him that you have a right to a lawyer but no right to an attorney-client relationship.
Yeah.
He's now exposed the fact that the Supreme Court's brave, highly high-flown rhetoric about the rule of law is not there. He's there saying you don't have a right to a lawyer, and the Supreme Court has said you do. But the definition of lawyer isn't somebody to stand there up and say, I'm a lawyer, and then be unable to talk to him or represent him or explain to him the evidence against him.
Mm.
That's not lawyering.
No.
So General Baker has also shown why the rule of law doesn't exist and why the Supreme Court's incredibly high-flown rhetoric in Boumediene is simply false.
Mm. Okay.
So between Trump and General Baker, you have a really, really neat actual facts to lever a real story about Guantanamo's failures.
Yeah. No, I think.
I'd love to help you do it.
Yeah. No. Totally. I'm totally into this now. Like it's. That's,
by the way, nobody has put these facts together.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't either. I'd seen the headlines about the Baker stuff, but like the way that you've described it and the way that they both fit together, and like, you know, I think just the fact that it's kind of in people's consciousness again, like 16 years after it was set up when it was supposed to be a temporary thing, is just pretty incredible.
By the way, it enters our consciousness in a way where our leading government officials, ignorance highlights exactly how false and what a sham Guantanamo is.
Yeah. Okay. Is it okay if I leave it there for now? And like I said, I'm gonna go away and
I'm going into meetings all day.
Yeah, okay,
if
cool.
You send me an email, I will get back to you sometime late today.
Okay, brilliant.
When you're asleep.
It's all right, I'll stay up late to do this, I think.